Again, Jesus walked into the synagogue, and there was a man with a withered hand. Some people watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath so that they could accuse him. Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, "Get up and stand here in the middle of everyone." Then he said to the people, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day or to do harm, to save a life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger, and he was grieved by their hardness of heart. And he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately began to plot with the Herodians as to how they might put him to death. Then Jesus, with his disciples, went to the sea, and a great crowd of people followed from Galilee and from Judea and from Jerusalem and from Idumea and beyond the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon. When they heard about the things he was doing, a great crowd came to him. He told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not press against him. For he healed many, so that everyone who had afflictions eagerly approached him in order to touch him. Whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, and they said, "You are the Son of God." He strictly ordered them not to make him known. He went up on the mountain, and he called for those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed the 12, whom he named apostles, so that they might be with him, and he might send them to proclaim the message, and to have authority to cast out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, and Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who would betray him. Then he went home, and the crowd came together again, so that they could not even eat bread. When his family heard about it, they went out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons he drives out demons." Jesus called them to himself and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. If Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he is not able to stand, but has come to an end. But no one can enter into the house of a strong man and steal his belongings without tying up the strong man first, and then he will plunder his house. Truly, I say to you, all sins of the sons of men will be forgiven, even all the blasphemies which they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin." Jesus said this because they were saying, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came and stood outside. They sent for him, summoning him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside, and they're looking for you." He answered them, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" He looked around at those who were sitting in a circle around him and said, "See, Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, that person is my brother and sister and mother.